Support for As the Worm Turns is provided by Paeonia Farm and Home Supply, with a mission to meet the needs of the do-it-yourselfer for over 30 years. Paeonia Farm and Home offers organic gardening supplies, tools, paint, and more. Additional information at paeoniafarmandhome.com or 527-3301.
Are you there, Lance?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good, you got, it well.
Thank you. Yeah. I go Betty's here. All right, so what's going on here this week at Lance's place, and what do you have for us?
Just, again, lots of little things. I'm actually planning stuff for next year as I walk around in the late evening, and, oh, yes, we can put that there. So I know where I'm going to put my garlic this fall.
Mm-hmm.
And
are you planting winter rye? Oh, never mind. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I know where I'm going to put the winter squash for next year. I'm even going to have a place for early carrots. And I'm going to plant, make a bed for, I'll plant like in late November. And I'll plant, I'm not going to put the early carrots in there, but I'll put spinach and lettuce and cilantro and those kind of things, and they'll just come up in March on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So you were asking me about spinach, rye?
Yeah.
No, I usually don't plant a winter cover crop.
Okay, see, I had a question.
Okay.
From one of our listeners, and they were wondering about how nightshade plants, you're not supposed to plant them in the same area year after year. You're supposed to move them around, I understand. Is that correct?
Nightshade, okay. That's potatoes every
tomatoes.
3 years. You got to move them. Can't plant them in the same ground for 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Actually, tomatoes like to be planted in the same place.
That's interesting.
But if you've got some disease problems, some leaf, some virus or blight or something like that, I would move them around. It's safer to move them around. And I've never really seen any problems on peppers. As far as I've not seen leaf, I've seen sun scald and stuff like that, but I've not seen any other diseases, and I think eggplant would be more susceptible to the same stuff that the tomatoes are getting.
So those are all in the nightshade family?
Yeah, those are all nightshade.
Okay. So what about your cabbages?
Oh, the cabbages are heading up now, and I want them for a late October for winter storage. So they got about 6 weeks yet to go.
So you harvest those in late October?
Yeah, and I'll put them in roots and all, and I'll put them in 5 gallon buckets of sand, and during the winter, about every 2 weeks, I check the moisture just to make sure that the sand doesn't dry out. And harvest or cut the heads off as I need them.
So you're actually storing them, mm-hmm, and keeping them alive at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to store those. And you got to keep them dark. You can't, if you have them out in, like, sunlight, even winter sunlight, they'll start growing. So you want to keep them real dark. So at this particular point, since I don't have a root cellar, I have a room out in my garden that is not heated, and I might keep the windows cracked unless it's really cold. And I throw tarps and blankets over them so they won't get any sunlight on them.
So cabbages have these giant leaves and they're a big plant. Do you pull off all those leaves and just
I pull off most of those outer leaves, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you don't need them. You're right. They would definitely, they're big, huge leaves, you know. So, you know, some of those plants are, with those leaves are 2.5 feet across.
So how do you know, when does the, does the frost affect them?
Well, they actually, light frost isn't going to bother them at all. Hard frost will freeze them solid.
Okay.
So I'll cover them if it's going to be a really hard frost. I have enough tarps to cover.
All right. Anything people can do now with all this moisture that's come in about having their tomatoes ripen up and so on?
not really, because all that moisture, water them again. We've been trying not to water them.
Mm-hmm.
So Mine are actually still ripening every 2 to 3 days. I go out there and pick another bucket full of tomatoes and stuff. So that, and then till that first frost is coming, you can just leave them right there. And then when that first frost comes, either you can cover them with blankets or plastic doesn't work. You have to use blankets or tarps or something. Synthetic materials don't work that well because the frost goes right through them.
Mm-hmm.
And or you just pull the whole plant, roots and all, and hang it in a out-of-the-way place so that, where it's not going to freeze, but you can, they'll ripen on the vine.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hang them upside down?
Yeah, hang the whole plant, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just somewhere in the dark like you would the cabbage?
No, you could, you know, I've hung them right by the back door. You know, it doesn't have to be dark. You know, in fact, I don't think you want it in the dark. I think that you want some light.
Mm-hmm.
On that. Let's see, I was just going to mention, I'm not going to water my squash anymore. It's had enough. I need to just let it dry out and ripen completely. Also, and then, what else we got here? All my fall planted crops, the beets, the daikons, kohlrabi, spinach and lettuce, cilantro, and the snow peas and snap peas are doing really good, and they really like this cool, moist weather.
Oh, bad.
Yeah.
So, back to the tomatoes. How long is it going to take them to, how long can you have them hanging there and they'll continue to ripen? Just till they're all ripe?
No, the really green ones, you could, the smaller green ones, you could just take off because you want that energy to go to the bigger ones. And I bet you, cherry tomatoes, you probably get a month or, you know, quite a few. The larger tomatoes, the ones that are that, which is a full size but still green, they'll ripen, but the other ones probably won't. And you probably do it for a month or so, depending on variety and that kind of stuff, yeah.
Okay. What else do you have?
Oh, what happens this time of year when you get with the onions, if they're still in the ground,
mm-hmm.
and you get this cool weather and moisture like that,
mm-hmm.
Again, I wasn't watering mine, but it rained, they start to regrow. And if you pull one up, you can see new roots going down. And they will, if you let them stay there and continue to grow, they're still perfectly good to eat, but they will not store. It's all this new growth. So I actually just went out and pulled all of them that I still had out there and just put them in boxes and have them sitting right here in the kitchen, and I'll use them until they're all gone, and then I'll start with my storage onions.
Mm-hmm. So people out there who have their onions, you better get them out of the ground.
Get them out of the ground.
If you want to store them.
Yeah.
Okay. What else you got for us?
Oh, just one. I'm making compost.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the next project on the day's list.
For next spring.
For next spring, yeah.
All right. So people should be out there forming their own compost now as well.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do it. Continue to do it, and lots of people, even late in the season, they clean up all their gardens and make a pile, let it, you know, and just let it sit there all winter. And those are real nice piles, too. Very slow composting. You might turn it once just to get it mixed up, but, yeah, real slow, and those are the best.
And you don't add any dirt or anything to it, just the things that you've harvested over the year? Put them above ground?
Yeah, it's above ground, and I don't put dirt in it because when I pull things, I don't worry about shaking the dirt out because I know that it's going to the compost and going to come right back.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to, it's inoculating because all the soil life that's in the soil will help break down the stuff in the compost.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have some really good soil, just a couple of shovelfuls will act as a starter for that pile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about corn stalks?
They work just fine. You know,
okay.
What I do with mine, though, is I have a shredder, so I shred them up.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no problem in breaking them down. They just take a little longer.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I suppose if people were building their compost now and they put the corn stalks on the bottom, that would be maybe
mm-hmm.
helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it keeps it somewhat aerated. And if you're going to put it right on the ground, I have heard, if you know, right in the middle of the garden, turn the soil mm-hmm. that you're going to build it on, because then those bacteria mm-hmm. and stuff come up into the compost.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Yeah. Yep.
All right then, Lance, I think that brings us to another end of this episode here, As the Worm Turns.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right.
I'm going to go get a load of manure and make compost.
All right. We'll be talking to you next week.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks for calling, Lance.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. And there you have it. If you'd like to participate, give us a call anytime to the station. Write down your question or comments, and we'll pass them along. We'll add them. You can go online at kvnf.org and find the website for As the Worm Turns and add any information you want there or ask questions.